Well, good morning, and a very blessed Christmas to you. We are blessed to be doing some last-second changing because Elizabeth, who is going to lead us on here, is at home not well this morning. So a few changes. I'd like to read with you from Isaiah chapter 9 as we open our service, our Christmas morning service. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Our God, on this Christmas morning, we remember as your community gathered the birth of Jesus. As we go through a service of readings and singing, we just simply want to lift our praise to you and open our hearts to the work that Jesus has done and is doing. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our first song, if you'll open your hymnals to number 211, Lo, How a Rose There Blooming.
A nice small crowd, so you'll have to sing heartily. And think of the German words in your head, because that's how I remember verse 1 for sure.
Verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
If you would open your hymnals to number 180, "The Angel Gabriel," please. And the second reading is from Luke 1, 39 to 45. "In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.'" And again in your hymnals, we'll go to number 209, please. And we'll sing the German words. If you don't know the German words, well, I'll allow you to sing it in English.
Thank you. I will read Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors."
We've been lighting the candles so often that the nice electronic one doesn't work anymore. We just about burned Marv's hand off with a match, didn't you? Turn to your hymnals, please, to 206. Now, this song might be a bit unfamiliar to you, but if you were at the concert last night, the quartet sang it, so I hope there's a bit of a remembrance there.
Matthew 1:18 to 24. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife.
And in your hymnals, number 191, and we're going to sing all four verses. Sometimes all those verses just tell a story we need to be able to sing.
Thank you. guys. Is that working? Yeah, let's turn this. Okay, I picked a book because the photos were beautiful, or actually its illustrations are beautiful. So it goes like this. It's called Room for a Little One. It was a cold winter's night. Kind Ox lay in his stable close to the side of the inn. Old Dog came by. He stopped and looked into the stable. I need somewhere to rest, said Old Dog. Come inside, Kind Ox said. There's always room for a little one here. Old Dog came in and lay down in the straw. He nestled close to Kind Ox, sharing the warmth of his stable. I like the ox. I think he's quite beautiful. Stray Cat peered in. She saw Old Dog and she stopped. Stray Cat arched her back and her fur bristled. I'll not chase you, said Old Dog. Come inside, Kind Ox said. There's always room for a little one here. Stray Cat came into the stable. She curled up in the straw, close to the friends she had found, purring and twitching her tail. Small Mouse stopped at the door of the stable. She saw Stray Cat and she quivered with fear. You're safe here. I won't harm you, said Stray Cat. Come inside, Kind Ox said. There's always room for a little one here. Small Mouse scurried in. She nestled down warm in the straw in the peace of the stable. Then Tired Donkey came. Joseph led him along. Mary rode on Tired Donkey's back. Joseph was cold and Mary was weary, but there was no room at the inn. Where will my baby be born? Mary asked. Come inside, Kind Ox called to Tired Donkey. There's always room for a little one here. Tired Donkey brought Mary into the stable. Joseph made her a warm bed in the straw to save her from the cold of the night. And so Jesus was born with the animals around him, Kind Ox, Old Dog, Stray Cat, Small Mouse, and Tired Donkey all welcomed him to the warmth of their stable. That cold winter's night, beneath the star's light, a little one came for the world.
In your hymn books, 190, 'Twas in the Moon of Winter Time, to me one of the prettiest, most haunting melodies for Christmas, a very simple song, and I don't know if many of you read the paper yesterday, but there was a story in there from Jocelyn House, and it just so happened that a sister and two brothers were celebrating the older brother's last Christmas, and he had asked his sister to sing this because it had always had a special memory in his heart, and probably one of the first English Christmas carols that I learned with Mrs. Litz, and I think it paints a beautiful story.
Thank you. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 21. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
197, please. Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
I'm back. I'll be reading Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
So Carol sang this morning, so 199. If you want to stand, we'll sing this one together standing. I guess I should have done that sooner.
Thank you.
we go from here this morning with the thoughts of the love of God poured into our hearts, with the thoughts of the Prince of Peace leading us on, our last song, I think. And so we will pray together a prayer of blessing drawn from Paul's letter to the Ephesians as we conclude our service. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I know this might not be so easy, because it is what I consider the Mennonite Hallelujah Chorus, der Friedensfürst. We're not a big group, and we need the men to sing out strongly. But I'm going to invite those of you who know the song to come up here and sing it with me up front. We're not going to do the repeats, so anybody who'd like to come on up here, come on. John. Thank you, Linda. Ready? Excellent. I only have one copy, but I think we'll get a few more.
As long as it's not in Gothic.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, oh, it is.
This one is.
Sorry, they
yes,
are.
That
I'm going in the back.
Sorry.
Sing all do with me.
Well, you know what?
Dini, can I have one?
Yes. Oh, that's more. Want a bigger one?
Yes,
that would help.
It's still
scripted.
Okay. Okay, last call.
Over here.
We were over here before.
Altos here, sopranos here. All right. Do you have all the words in the back? Let's see how we do.
Okay.